We are the Forsaken. Forsaken.
You're listening to a Corpse Run Radio minicast.
From collecting to leveling to battling, welcome to Lita's Littlest Pet Shop for all of your pet battling needs.
Hello, sweeties, and today I wanted to make mention of two limited time pets that have come with WoW's 10th anniversary. Okay, we have the Molten Corgi, and the way that you can get that is all you have to do is log into a character between November 21st and approximately January 6th. And the other pet is Hatespark the Tiny. Now, the only way you can get this is to queue up for the special version of the Molten Core Raid that has just been released. You need to be level 100. Now, Hatespark drops from the last boss, which is Ragnaros. Apparently, you can run this raid repeatedly for a chance to get this pet. Anyway, that is all from me today. I hope you have great fun with your pet battles and your pet collecting, and we will talk to you later. Bye!
Hello, my name is Grant Nagus, and today I want to talk about, I think, one of the favorite Alliance post-Cataclysm zones in the game, and that would be Westfall. So Westfall has been revamped quite a bit, and the most notable thing about it is the homage, let's put it that way, that Blizzard paid to the TV series CSI Miami. And if any one of you knows that series, that TV show, you should know that quite early when you enter, you see old Blanche dead on the ground, and you see a kneeling person with shades on next to her. So, and from there on out, you pretty much know where this is going. It's really, really great, and I think it just shows how much fun Blizzard has creating their content for us to play. All right, back to Westfall. Westfall still is a range, level range 10 to 16, 17 zone. So it's the zone after the starting zone, after Elven Forest for the Alliance in the human territories of the Kingdom of Stormwind. You have three flight points. You have Furlbro's Pumpkin Patch. You have Sentinel Hill, and you have Moonbrook. There is the one and only five-man dungeon still there, which is the Deadmines, level range 15 to 21, which has been significantly revamped after Cataclysm, and the storyline really reflects what happened to Westfall after the Defias Brotherhood got dealt with. But still, then again, the repercussions of it are clearly shown, and throughout your leveling experience in that zone, you'll see that not everything is well, since there are two major event strands happening. One is the common populace is very unhappy with the situation that they live in, their living conditions, and how they are treated by the king. And the other is this underlining thing that we don't really know until the end of the quest line what is going on, but we have a nagging feeling that something is up. So that's basically what this is about. It's like a crime show like CSI Miami is, which is really, really awesome. Another thing that needs mentioning is that the fight for Sentinel Hill and the before and after condition of the settlement is one of the most noticeable phasing events happening in the game just after Cata came out. So finally they started fixing it up, and then the invasion of the Gnolls took place, and all the civilians are outside the gates and are really unhappy, and the guards have a hard time keeping them under control, and you really see the civil unrest that happens, as I mentioned before. That's really a thing that we haven't seen in Warcraft before, and I really like that take on the game as well, that even though the Alliance is always, or most of the time, smooth and shiny, and well, you get the deal. In some cases, they are not, and war takes its toll on so many things in the world. I think that will wrap up my look at Westfall. If you have any questions or suggestions for me about any zone I should highlight in one of the next CRR minicasts, you can tweet me at GrandNegus1, write me an email at towerofcommerce@gmail.com. This has been Grand Negus, Rule of Acquisition number 19. Satisfaction is not guaranteed. Bye guys!
This is 60 Crunch Lids. As a continuation of the Azeroth food epidemic, the Environment Agency has extended a quarantine area and now has set up block roads on the way to Ratchet and to Crossroads. Their extension of the area seems to indicate there may be a spread of the infection. Towers are advised to avoid that direct route at all costs.
Listen, Daniels, I'm still here at the Addictive Food Cafe. A number of the customers are still restless. Some of the agency have started to open and investigate some of the contents of the potluck recipes that people have been bringing in. Crickets and all sorts. Let's listen in.
Stinks! Stay to this corner. Let's see what we got.
Oof, found it. Jesus. No wonder.
Look, don't get it all over me. Tag it and bag it.
God, you're dripping everywhere, aren't you? Let's stay with it. Put in one of these. Oh, stinks.
Sure. Why's everybody gone quiet?
Didn't you hear that?
Oh, jeez.
Everyone, get in that back room. Let's get out of here, Sergeant. Let's get out of here. I think we got them. Oh no. More coming. Sarge? Sarge, you alright? Holy hell. We're all locked up. Well, some of us are locked back here in the back room. We're all okay. So what the hell's happening out there, but jeez. I ain't opening the door, that's for sure, and none of us are. I think they might be gone, but... Anybody? Can anyone hear me? What the hell is this room? The freezer?
Look, don't panic. There's plenty of eating. Besides, there's a way out.
Well, get us out of here.
Here, through the tiles. Hang on.
Oh, it's locked.
Just hit it.
There, got it. Oh no. You're gonna want to see this.
What? What is it?
We're surrounded.
This has been 60 Crunchlets. We've lost all communication with the cafe now, and we're hoping everybody's safe. Stay safe and stay out of the water.
Rigamonte. Hello, everyone. Last Friday, for my Halloween special, we began the story of Sylvanas, and we left her behind after conquering the Dreadlords and proclaiming that her faction would now be known as the Forsaken. The undead, who were able to escape the Lich King's command, were drawn to the Banshee Queen, and under her command, they would rebuild their own kingdom. In this video, I want to continue her story, but keep in mind that I can't tell every little detail. The Forsaken, they've done a lot over the years, so I'll have to focus mainly on Sylvanas. With that out of the way, let's begin, shall we?
Bound to the iron will of the tyrant Lich King, the vast undead armies of the Scourge seek to eradicate all life on Azeroth. Led by the Banshee Sylvanas Windrunner, a group of renegades broke away from the Scourge and freed themselves of the Lich King's domination. Known by some as the Forsaken, this group fights a constant battle, not only to retain its freedom from the Scourge, but also to slaughter those who would hunt them as monsters. With Sylvanas as their Banshee Queen, the Forsaken have built a dark stronghold beneath the ruins of Lordaeron's former capital city. This hidden undercity forms a sprawling labyrinth that stretches beneath the haunted woods of the Tirisfal Glades. Though the very land is cursed, the zealous humans of the Scarlet Crusade still cling to their scattered holdings, obsessed with eradicating the undead and retaking their homeland.
Sylvanas and the Forsaken had but one mission, to take revenge and kill Arthas. Defeating the Dreadlords was a great step, but they would need more allies. Sylvanas, she sent out several messages trying to find some sort of allegiance, but most of the world saw them as monsters and simply wanted them dead. Warchief Thrall was convinced by how Mul'Rune told him that there was potential for redemption in Sylvanas, her people. Thrall fully realized the sinister nature of the Forsaken, but he also trusted Hamul and he allowed the Forsaken into the Horde. This did not only increase the Forsaken's chances of victory against the Lich King and anyone else who tried to take them on, like the Scarlet Crusade, it also gave the Horde a foothold in the Eastern Kingdoms. During one of her journeys, Sylvanas found her way back to Quel'Thalas. Some way, somehow, the traitor Darkandravir, he managed to survive Arthas' punishments and he was trying to reclaim the remaining powers of the Sunwell. The Sunwell, it was destroyed after Arthas used it to resurrect Kel'Thuzad, and this story takes place in the Sunwell comics. In this story, we find out that the remaining powers of the Sunwell, they were transformed into a living being known as Envina. Sylvanas does her best to take out Darkon, but not even her Banshee scream was able to stop him. In the end of the story, Darkon is supposedly killed by the powers of the Sunwell, and Sylvanas, she promises to keep Envina's identity a secret. Darkon would prove to be near impossible to kill, since during the Burning Crusade, he actually returned once again. This time, adventurers were put on the task of killing him and collecting his head, and we can only hope that he will stay dead. Nathanos Meris, the first and last of the human Ranger Lords, he fell to the Scourge and eventually became an undead. Sylvanas made sure that he joined the Forsaken before the Scourge recruited him, and Nathanos is still very loyal to Sylvanas, which further supports the speculation that there was something more between Sylvanas and Nathanos. Nathanos was still considered to be a hero of the Alliance, and the Alliance was put on the quest to restore order and release Nathanos from his undead curse. A small army was required to take down the Ranger Lord, but Nathanos, he managed to survive the encounter by feigning his death. These days, Nathanos trains new Forsaken in the ways of the Hunter. The final thing I want to mention before we talk about the expansions is the Royal Apothecary Society. This society was created by Sylvanas, and it was put on the task to make sure that the Forsaken would have enough firepower to take on the Lich King. They were working on a new form of plague, which would not only wipe out the Scourge, not only the undead, but also any other form of life. The other race of the Horde, they actually believed that the Forsaken were working on a cure for the undead illness, but in truth, they performed horrible experiments on both the living and the dead. Nothing would stand in Sylvanas' way of getting revenge.
Convinced that the primitive races of the Horde can help them achieve victory over their enemies, the Forsaken have entered an alliance of convenience. Harboring no true loyalty for their new allies, they will go to any lengths to ensure their dark plans come to fruition. As one of the Forsaken, you must massacre any who pose a threat to the new order, human, undead, or otherwise.
As we all know, the Blood Elves, they entered the game during the Burning Crusade. The Blood Elves, they actually used to be High Elves, but they now call themselves Blood Elves in honor of all those who had fallen while trying to defend their land against Arthas and the Scourge. Officially, their people were told that Sylvanas, she'd simply died with the rest of them, but rumor had it that there was more going on, that Sylvanas was now actually the Banshee Queen. Apparently, Sylvanas still felt some sort of connection to her people, since she played a massive role in getting the Blood Elves into the Horde. Besides that, she also offered the support of the Forsaken to secure the land against any remaining Scourge forces. The Blood Elves, they first refused her offer, thinking it was some sort of trick, but eventually they let her in and they became a solid part of the Horde. As Blood Elves quest through the Ghostlands, they can find a necklace at the Windrunner Spire, the same necklace once given to Sylvanas by her older sister, Illyria. You can bring the necklace back to the Dark Lady, and first she says that the necklace and her sister are a long dead memory, but Sylvanas, she can't hold up that mask for very long. Her older sister still holds a spot in her dark heart, and Sylvanas, she sings the Lament of the Highborn as she remembers her old life.
What joy is there in this curse?
Five years took place between Arthas merging with the Lich King and him waking up to strike out at the world once more. Sylvanas' her people, they've been able to invent a plague that did not only kill the living, but also the undead, Forsaken and Scourge alike. Even though Sylvanas had regained full control, she still felt a certain link with Arthas, and when he woke up, she felt it in her soul. At last, Arthas, you will pay for what you have done. The humans who spawned such as you shall be slaughtered. Your Scourge shall be stopped in their tracks. You will no longer be able to hide behind your army of mindless undead puppets, and we will grace you with the same mercy and compassion you showed us. Fro was cautious and reluctant to give the order to assault Northrend, but once the Scourge struck out at Orgrimmar, he saw no other way. Gerar's Hellscream was put in charge of leading the bulk of the Horde into Northrend, and of course, Sylvanas also joined the assault. The Blood Elves, they were also reluctant to support a war against Arthas, since they just had to deal with a civil war, and Lorthmar, he did not want to send his people off to war again. Sylvanas, she made sure that they would carry their weight in the Horde, and she paid a little visit to Lorthmar. Have you forgotten who's responsible for the state of Quel'Thalas in the first place? Who is ultimately to blame? She searched his face for a reply, and when he gave none, she continued. Well, I at least have not. My vengeance will not be denied, and you will give me what I demand of you. The Sindorai Rangers and Magi, as well as the Blood Knights. We cannot spare them, Sylvanas. Her flaking lips curled into a sneer. Then you can hide here like a beaten dog, if that is indeed your will, Lorthmar. Though if you believe anything can come from it, you are a fool. Do you think Arthas would be content to ignore you whilst you wait here and lick your wounds? Do you think I will tolerate such cowardice? I would warn you, those who do not stand with the Forsaken stand against them, and those who stand against the Forsaken will not stand long. For a while now, my people have stood guard in these lands, and it is by my hand that you have any place within the Horde. You will aid us in Northrend, or I shall cease to aid you in Quel'Thalas. Lorthmar, he had no choice, and he devoted his people to a new war. In Northrend, the bulk of the Horde led by Gerarsh assaulted the land starting from the Borean Tundra, while Sylvanas and the Forsaken, they attacked from the Howling Fjords. Under the name of the Hand of Vengeance, they worked on perfecting the plague while also taking the land. The campaign against the Lich King, it seemed to be going fine, the Alliance and Horde were even worked together, but at the Wrathgate, Sylvanas would be betrayed by Grand Apothecary Putris.
Mindless wretches! Fight on, brothers!
Rise up, sons of the Horde! Blood and glory await us! Targar! For the Horde!
I
wondering if you'd show up.
I couldn't let the Alliance have all the fun today.
Arthas! The blood of your father, of your people, demands justice! Come forth, coward, and answer for your crimes!
You speak of justice, of cowardice. I will show you the justice of the grave and the true meaning of fear.
Enough talk! Let it be finished!
For all the lives you've stolen, traitor!
Boldly stated, but there is nothing you can... What?
Did you think we had forgotten? Did you think we had forgiven? Behold now, the terrible vengeance of the Forsaken! To the Scourge! And death to the living!
This is the hour of the Forsaken.
We're finished. No escape for any of us.
The plague she and her people had worked on for years had fallen into the wrong hands, and Putrus used the plague against the Scourge, the Alliance, and even the Hordes. Varimafras and Putrus, they worked together in overthrowing their queen, and they took the Undercity right beneath her nose. This meant that Sylvanas, she had to secure her home base before she would be able to deal with Arthas. Together with Thrall, Vol'jin, and several members of the Horde, they charged into the Undercity, and they took on Varimafras, who was busy trying to summon something into Azeroth.
Welcome to my kingdom of darkness. Did you enjoy my minion's terrible creation? Potent, is it not? But enough prattling. You wish to reclaim your city. Come then, heroes. Your souls will fuel the host. You will have this place back in pieces.
What have they done to my beautiful city? The only redemption for the traitors responsible for this will be an agonizing death. My vengeance will be swift and without mercy.
Lead the way, Dark Lady. We will follow.
Very well, War Chief. The Royal Quarter is this way. Stay on guard. There is no telling what Varimafras and Putrus have in store for us.
What is this?
Welcome to your future. What little there is left of it.
May my aim be true.
Too long. Tireless. madness, endless planning. It will not end like this. We need more time. The master is near. Such power. Can you not feel it, mortals? Cease this foolishness and join me. I will not fail. Not again. I cannot hold. Destabilizing. You have failed me, Varimothras. A thousand pardons, Master. I will deal with these intruders myself.
The voice files that you hear while fighting Varimothras, they are named after Sir Garrus, so it seems likely that the Dreadlord, he never truly gave up his connection to the Legion, and he was trying to summon Sir Garrus into Azeroth.
Years wasted.
The Alliance, they were also struck by this betrayal, and they had their own reasons for assaulting the Undercity. They took on Putrus, and at the end, Varian and Thrall, they nearly went at each other. Jaina, she was able to teleport Varian and the Alliance away from the city before more damage was done. Thrall gave the Undercity back to Sylvanas, but he had learned his lesson. He left behind several of his Korkron to guard the city, while also keeping an eye on the Dark Lady to make sure that something like the Wrathgate would never happen again. Undercity was secure once more, so it was time for Sylvanas to make her way to Northrend and confront the Lich King. Together with Horde Adventurer, she made her way into the frozen halls deep inside Ice Crown Citadel.
The Argent Crusade and the Knights of the Ebon Blade have assaulted the gates of the Ice Crown Citadel and are preparing for a massive attack upon the Scourge. Our mission is a bit more subtle, but equally as important. With the attention of the Lich King turned towards the front gate, we'll be working our way through the side, in search of information that will enable us to defeat him, once and for all. Our scouts have reported that the Lich King has a private chamber outside of the Frozen Throne, deep within a place called the Halls of Reflection. That is our target, champions. We will cut a swath of destruction through this cursed place, and find a way to enter the Halls of Reflection. If there is anything of value to be found here, it will be found in the halls. The Dark Lady watches over you. Make haste. Soldiers of the Horde, attack!
Your last waking memory will be of agonizing pain.
Pathetic weaklings.
Wait, stop. Don't kill me, please. I'll tell you everything.
Why should the Banshee Queen spare your miserable life?
What you seek is in the Master's lair, but you must destroy Tyrannus to gain entry. Now, within the Halls of Reflection, you will find Frostmourne. It holds the truth.
Frostmourne? The Leech King is never without his blade. If you are lying to me...
I swear it's true! Please don't kill me!
Worthless gnat. Death is all that awaits you.
No!
Do not think that I shall permit you entry into my master's sanctum so easily. Pursue me if you dare.
A fitting end for a traitor. Come. We must free the slaves and see what is within the Lich King's chamber for ourselves. I don't believe it. Frostmourne stands before us, unguarded, just as the gnome claimed. Come, heroes. Standing this close to the blade that ended my life, and the pain, it is renewed. I dare not touch it. Stand back, as I attempt to commune with the blade. Perhaps our salvation lies within.
Careful, girl. I've heard talk of that cursed blade saving us before. Look around you, and see what has been born of Frostmourne.
Uther the Lightbringer, how...
You haven't much time. The Lich King sees what the sword sees. He will be here shortly.
The Lich King is here? Then my destiny shall be fulfilled on this day.
You cannot defeat the Lich King. Not here. You would be a fool to try. He will kill those that follow you and raise them as powerful soldiers of the Scourge. But for you, Sylvanas, his reward for you would be worse than the last.
There must be a way.
Perhaps. But know this. There must always be a Lich King. Alas, the only way to defeat the Lich King is to destroy him at the place where he was created.
The Frozen Throne.
Aye. Coming, you must, Paladin. So, you wish to commune with the dead? You shall have your wish. Valric, Marwyn, bring their corpses to my chamber when you are through.
As you wish, my lord.
Soldiers of Lordaeron, rise to meet your master, Skull.
You will not escape me that easily, Arthas. I will have my vengeance.
I will not make the same mistake again, Sylvanas. This time, there will be no escape. You will all serve me in death.
He's too powerful. Heroes, quickly, come to me. We must leave this place immediately. I will do what I can to hold him in place while we flee.
There is no escape. Death's cold embrace awaits.
No wall can hold the Banshee Queen. Keep the undead at bay, heroes. I will tear this barrier down. Blasted dead end. So this is how it ends. Prepare yourselves, heroes. For today, we make our final stand.
Nowhere to run. You're mine now.
Fire! Fire! Get on board, now! This whole mountainside could collapse at any moment.
We are safe for now. His strength has increased tenfold since our last battle. It will take a mighty army to destroy the Lich King. An army greater than even the Horde can rouse.
Arthas, fully merging with the Lich King, had increased his powers, and Sylvanas was no match for him on her own. It is up to the Horde and the Alliance to tear down the walls of Icecrown and bring the King to his knees.
Now I stand, the lion before the lambs, and they do not fear. They cannot fear.
Those that have done the Shadowmourne questline and actually defeated Arthas with this weapon, they're able to get a special item after defeating the Lich King. One of these items is a vial of blood from Sylvanas, and upon returning this to her, she says,
"So, it is done. I had not dared to trust my senses. Too many times has the Lich King made me to be a fool. Finally, he has been made to pay for the atrocities he imposed upon my people. May Azeroth never fail to remember the horrible price we paid for our weakness, for our pride. But what now, hero? What of those freed from his grasp, but still shackled to their mortal coils? Leave me. I have much to ponder."
What now indeed? Sylvanas' storyline up to this point was all about getting revenge, and with Arthas taken out, that's exactly what she got. Sylvanas, she made her way to the top of Icecrown after these events, and she found out that a new Lich King was placed upon the throne. Bolvar Fordragon had taken up the burden to be the Jailer of the Damned, but all of it no longer mattered to Sylvanas. None of it mattered anymore, her undead life's goal was complete, so Sylvanas, she looked down and she saw liberation. Sylvanas, she threw herself from the top of Icecrown, and she embraced the cold hands of death, but the Valkyr, they had other plans in mind for Sylvanas. It showed Sylvanas visions of her past, how she used to be, and how she used to use her troops. To her, they were arrows in a quiver, shot out to accomplish her goals. They also showed her how her Forsaken were the same to her, arrows aimed at Arthas's heart. They also showed her visions of a possible future where Gerarsh, he used the bulk of the Forsaken to take down Gilneas. They showed her how the Alliance retook the capital city of Lordaeron, and how her people threw themselves into bonfires. Again, all of it didn't matter to Sylvanas. All she wanted was to escape this eternal torment, and she threw herself off the top of Ice Crown. The Valkyr, they tried to stop her. They tried to keep her in limbo and offer her a choice. These visions were not to judge Sylvanas, but they were to show her what could happen to her people. Let them perish, Sylvanas cried. I am finished with them. The Valkyr had no choice, and they let Sylvanas go and see for herself what the afterlife had in store. Lady Sylvanas Windrunner tumbled in a free fall. Not in the physical sense. Her body had been obliterated at the foot of Ice Crown Citadel. It was her spirit that tumbled, lost like a rudderless ship in a storm. How had she gotten here? She couldn't remember. Had she been killed by Arthas? Had she committed suicide? Had she been sent to judgment by the Valkyr? Time was meaningless here. Her whole life seemed not a series of events, but a single instant, a pinpoint flash of consciousness in an infinite void. She saw only darkness. And then she felt, truly felt, for the first time in a long while. She recoiled in agony. Here she was, her spirit once again feeling whole, only to feel it suffer. To feel once more, only to feel abject pain, cold, hopelessness, fear. There were others in the darkness, things she didn't recognize, because nothing so terrible could exist in the world of the living. Claws tore at her, but she had no mouth with which to scream. Eyes looked at her, but she couldn't look back. Regrets. She sensed a familiar presence, recognized it, the taunting voice that had once held her in its grasp. Arthas? Arthas Menethil here? His essence rushed to her, desperate, then shrank away in horrified recognition. The boy who would be Lich King, just a scared little blonde child, reaping the aftermath of a lifetime of mistakes. If any part of Sylvanas' soul were not at that moment torn and tormented, she might have even felt, for the first time, the slightest glimmer of pity for him. In the grand landscape of all the world's suffering and all the evils of the infinite, the Lich King was insignificant. Now the others had her, surrounded her, gleeful, tormenting, tearing at her consciousness, delighting in her suffering. Horror. This was to be her eternity, the endless void, the dark, unknown realm of anguish. Hell, or at least Warcraft's version of Hell, that's what waits for Sylvanas on the other side. The 9 Valkyr, still bound to Lich King Will, they came down for her and they offered her a choice. They would join Sylvanas, in exchange they would be free of Bolvar's will, and it would even take her place in Hell, as they would be forever bound together. Not only would the Valkyr keep Sylvanas alive, they would also give her the power to resurrect the dead into new forces for the Forsaken. Sylvanas agreed to the pact with the Valkyr, and the first of them took her place in Hell, as Sylvanas carved out a new destiny for her and the Forsaken. They would no longer simply be arrows in a quiver. Now they were her bulwark against the infinite. Together with her 8 remaining Valkyr, Sylvanas intends to never return to the hell that she had witnessed.
I dearly hope that there's a special place in hell waiting for you, Arthas.
We may never know, Uther. I intend to live forever.
Which brings us to the events of the Cataclysm and beyond, but I want to save that story for Wednesday, as well as speculate on what the future might bring for Sylvanas. Just a heads up, I'll probably release it as the full story of Sylvanas, that way I have one video I can easily link across the internet, while also giving you the end of her story. For now, thank you very much for watching everyone, I really hope you enjoyed the story so far. Subscribe if you like my videos, and until next time guys, see ya!
We are the Forsaken. We will slaughter anyone who stands in our way.